outgoing municipal manager of that local municipality, Babu MK Lamola. Hope to have him on just to reflect into his tenure as the municipal manager there. I'm told that he has since tendered in his resignation. In fact, he was serving the last 30 days, and one of those days lapses today, and UNM will be joining us momentarily as I part of him now, just to understand where we are, particularly in the tenure of office that he has led in that local municipality. Remember, MMs are the administrators in municipalities where they lead that particular institution. When it comes to audit outcomes, they are responsible. When it comes to issues of service delivery, they are also equally responsible because they are at the engine of municipalities. Babu Lamola will be joining us momentarily now as I try to check him. That's MK Lamola of the local municipality, and I believe he does join us now on the line. MM, good evening, greetings, and I appreciate you availing yourself to talk to us.
No, it's my pleasure. Good evening to yourself, Babu Skotana. Good evening to the listeners.
MM, you've been at the municipality for a minute now. Give us a sense of how do you reflect into the contributions you've made in the local municipality. Most MMs are given the 5-year contract that is equally running with that of council. Talk us through when you first stepped into the local municipality. What did you find there, and how did you manage to try and turn it around?
Yeah, what an adventure. What an adventure it was. I've been in the institution for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I think the history of Lekwa is well documented. We are all clear on what transpired. At some point, the municipality was put under administration and council was dissolved. When I came in 2002, the then council was, or the current council was in office for about a year at the time. So there was a lot of things that were not in the right place. I remember the first day when I went to submit my CV to apply for the position. I almost came back with the CV unsubmitted because of the road conditions, the potholes, the general upkeep of the town, even though I did not have the details of the inside. But the little that I could see superficially got me questioning whether I really wanted to apply for this job. Because the town, it looked like a war zone. But see that as it may,
sure.
We all know I ended up applying and I was appointed to the position.
Yeah.
It was a very difficult time, I'm not going to the service delivery was almost collapsed. Our finances are not in order. Even though we have made great strides towards addressing our finances and revenue and so on, but there's still quite a lot that needs to be attended to. The water supply was terrible. Refuse removal, just about all the basic municipal services that you would expect from any municipality was not in its rightful place. So as a consequence, we had to start from scratch. But for all practical purposes, the wheels had fallen off at the time.
Tomorrow is your last day in office, the 15th of August. How best do you reflect back in the 3 years now you have spent in the municipality? Are the wheels back where they're supposed to be in this moving to high of Lekwa?
There's a couple of wheels that are back on. But they are not all set in place. I think it's going to take a lot longer than 3 years to get the municipality in its rightful shape. If you look at where we started, maybe I could give you this example.
Yeah.
My first order of business and my very, very first day when I came into Lagos was to buy laptops for my manager. That was the first thing that I did. I remember calling a management meeting, an extended management meeting with my HOTs, maybe management and some supervisors. And I started asking very, very difficult questions. Why certain reports were not submitted? Why certain funds were not spent? Why this, why that? And somebody raised their hand and said, how do you expect us to write reports when we do not have laptops? That's how bad the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
So the first order of business was to just buy laptops, tools of trade for people to be able to do their work, for them to oversee their duties. At the time, the municipality had picked up 4 disclaimers, 40 opinions, in succession. So this is 4 disclaimers. And we managed to turn around to take a pick up 2 qualified opinions. We are qualified on some basic issues, such as reporting and a few negligible issues on assets, cash flow was one of the issues. But there were 4 paragraphs coming from in excess of 50 paragraphs that we are qualified. So we are not home yet. I believe we have taken steps in the right direction to try and address some of the pertinent and most pressing issues. But to me, whether we've got laptops or not, or whether we've got an audit opinion right or not, until we can deliver on the most basic services every day reliably without failing, water, sewer, roads, refuse removal, electricity, all the basic services that touch people's lives.
Sure.
Until we can do that, we are not home yet.
Yes.
We can talk all we want about support and how good we look on paper, but if we are not proper in as far as where we touch people's lives, we are not home yet.
Amen. How do you then reflect on the alleged managers that were reporting to you that were misusing the petrol card? Why did you not, conduct proper oversight? How did that slip right through your head?
Let me take you back a little bit. When the municipality was, or rather, company was dissolved and the municipality was put under administration, it was at a time when the powers that be were satisfied that controls and management had completely evaporated. Why am I saying this? I'm trying to get you to understand that there is an embedded work culture or organizational culture that has purposefully and intentionally tried to circumvent all the internal controls and all the solid management principles. What I'm saying to you, Musa, is that the rot has been going on for so long that the managers that be have almost perfected how to embezzle and defraud the system. If you look at my record over the 3 years that I've been there, it's amazing the number of people that I've put through disciplinary processes, the number of people that I have literally fired out of the institution, the number of people that I'm currently, as I'm living under disciplinary processes and actions and institution is at war with itself. So the point that I'm driving home is that in as much as you put in systems and internal controls and all sorts of means to try and catch and stop all sorts of fraud and embezzlement in the institution, you've got a cabal of managers who intentionally create a shadow value chain who with a clear mandate to try and disrupt the system. The matter that you're talking about, it was through me and my top management efforts that we picked up that, no, something is quite wrong with this cleaner. Can you please investigate it? And that's how we caught them out. And it's only five. Now, if you look into all the corridor talk, somebody whispered in my ear and said, and you know, you've launched a forensic investigation into this school account. When you are done with it, you're probably going to have to fire about 40 or 50% of all managers and supervisors in this institution. Now, you see how deep this water runs. This is a concerted effort by managers, people who are supposed to carry the mandate of the institution, who are now purposefully trying to defraud the system. But fortunately, I've got a very powerful and understanding political leadership who have supported me, especially my executive mayor and his team. They've supported me in all the endeavors that I've tried to implement in clearing all of this research.
Yeah, and I would have loved to engage you particularly on that point you raised, because you've worked with a number of the two different types of leadership cohorts, because we started in 2021, we were obviously reporting to Mayor Kabet, and later on last year, if I'm not mistaken, we started reporting to Mayor Gomez. But again, maybe as you pitch yourself, why jumping ship, as many are alleging, that you have entangled yourself with service providers and now you're jumping ship to come up as this and you have left the municipality corrupt? Why did you do that?
Some of us grew up in local government. That's all we have done most of our lives. And we have come to make peace with the fact that people talk. A lot of people talk about a lot of things that they do not know about. I don't know how many girlfriends have been given in the municipality when I visited people. At one point, I was told that I was a love child in Pandakin and things like that. So, we have learned to grow very quickly in this industry. So, I'm really not bothered about what people say. Talks will always be there in local government. Until anybody puts concrete POE or evidence of that nature, to me, just talk. But it usually happens to ethical leadership when you instill discipline. That's my strategy. I've seen it in many leaders.
Come in. For the best where you're going, I'm not sure where you are going, but I'm told that you're going to learn safely, and that's why you decided to pursue other career endeavors. All the best in that front, your legacy outlives itself in the Ikwaloka municipality if it was only prudent.
Thank you so much, Babu Skota.
Really appreciate it. Former or appointed MM of the Ikwaloka municipality, Babu M.K. Lamola. All the best to him and the Ikwaloka municipality bids farewell to this individual tomorrow. And we will honored to have him tonight on the show. Really appreciate him making time for my language to talk to you for this evening. The Babu was in Mantua Kumele and the Samantha to Bazaar.